At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Minnesota, Joe Thompson's kind enough to join us once again. We have a lot to get to with Joe. Joe, like all of our guests, like Rena last hour on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, sir. We talked a month ago or so about Vance Belter and fraud. You had a conversation with Jay Coles from Care 11 the last couple days where you talked about, with all the fraud taking place in our state, that the total amount of fraud could exceed, wait for it, ladies and gentlemen, $1 billion. If you are a citizen of Nisswa, of Lino Lakes, of Rochester, of Golden Valley, and you're sitting there saying, I'm living my everyday life, how is it possible that we have this much fraud? What do you say to him, Joe?
Well, thanks, Chad, for having me. I don't know. We have a massive fraud problem here in the state. I think that it's only recently we've come to recognize it and start to take steps to address it systematically and on a large-scale basis.
You know, politics is not your area, right? That's that you know, it's not you to decide, Republican, Democrat, but you've had a career which has taken you to multiple states, and you look at the extraordinary numbers. Does our system just allow this compared to the other states, either where you've worked or where you've become more familiar in just investigating some of the crimes you've been investigating?
Yeah, I think there's a problem. I don't know that it's unique to Minnesota, but it's certainly specifically bad here. We've come to be known in Minnesota for these massive fraud schemes. In a way, Chicago's known for public corruption or gang violence. New York's been known for mafia violence. Minnesota's known for fraud more and more.
So if someone's listening right now and says, well, this is on the governor, that the governor's in charge, the governor should have known about this, what do you say to that person listening?
Look, I'm not a politician. I'm not going to weigh in on that. Obviously, all of us, I think it's been a wake-up call to everyone in the state recently, at least I hope. And I think all of us have a responsibility as public servants, as citizens, to address this problem and to do it with all due speed.
Okay. Could exceed $1 billion. Approximately where are we at now?
Oh, I you know, it's funny, though. I saw the headlines about that. It never occurred to me that that was a secret. I thought everyone knew there was over $1 billion in fraud. It's all over. We've seen, obviously, Feeding Our Future. That's
sure.
$250 or more million dollars alone. It's actually significantly more than that.
Right.
A lot of these other cases that we've heard about, these investigations that are, you know, nine-figure fraud schemes, and that's just certain programs. The problem is very, very real and very large. I'm glad people are paying attention, and I guess I'm glad I had to say the word billion for it to register.
Okay. So are we talking 1.5 billion? Are we talking 2 billion? Where are we at?
I can't put an exact number on it. It's massive. It's a massive number. And I think it's going to take a lot of work to get to the bottom of the extent of it. And more than anything, prevent it from going forward.
Okay. So how do you try to prevent it going forward? And then we'll talk about some of the cases, but how do you say, okay, we've investigated so much of this, and also we've recommended, or whatever role we can play as the acting U.S. attorney in my office, to try to prevent this from continuing at this insulting level?
Well, I think for me personally, I really believe in transparency. And one of the things, I think people have a right to know what's going on in their government, what's going on in their state. And part of why we're speaking out about these fraud schemes is to raise awareness. And that's the first step, is recognizing the problem. We can't deny the reality of it. And then we got to turn to it and go through these programs one at a time and see and learn from the mistakes of the past, not just writing them off as one-off cases of bad actors doing bad things.
Okay. Do we, and you're talking about your transparency, and we're going to get to some of the cases here, do we have enough transparency in the state? And is that, if we don't, has that played a part in allowing some of these cases just to continue and to continue and continue?
I'll let the politicians answer that one. I can only speak for my office and myself and, our belief in transparency. Obviously, I believe in that generally. I'll let others decide whether other branches of government are sufficiently transparent.
Recently, we have another person with Feeding Our Future. I think it was the 48th person indicted. Is that correct? Or was it? Tell me about that, this case, and just where we're at in the whole process of Feeding Our Future.
Well, we've convicted now 48 defendants. We've charged 72 defendants so far, with more to come. We're about to start up a series of trials here in August and September to run through some of the other remaining 20-ish defendants who have yet to be tried or convicted or pled guilty. And so we're gearing back up for that next step in the case. And you've seen some recently, some new charges against new defendants, and mm-hmm. I think you'll continue to see some more.
So you're at 72 now. Could it go to 80? Could it go to 90?
It certainly could. How far we'll get, I'm not sure. We don't have a goal number. We're just taking them as we find them and as we go. And obviously we're balancing with all these other large fraud investigations that we're working. We have limited, our office has, less than 30 criminal prosecutors at the entire U.S. Attorney's Office. So it's a small group of people doing all of these cases, and a dedicated group, a really skilled group, and we're trying to tackle them all in the smartest way possible.
This is the acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Minnesota, Joe Thompson, with us. We're talking fraud. We'll get to Vance Belter, but there's so much more to get to on the fraud side. Okay, so you talked about approximately 30 people. What percentage of the work is right now solely on fraud in this state? And does it hurt you because it's so pervasive in trying to work on other matters that there's a need to investigate and to put together cases, but so much of the time is dealing with fraud?
Well, I mean, we certainly devote, it's a smaller group in our office that does fraud cases, maybe around a half dozen of us, including myself, even as the acting United States Attorney. I'm working on this housing stabilization case. Working on Feeding Our Future. So a lot of us are wearing multiple hats, but we have a smaller group of people devoted to fraud and public corruption cases. And then we have larger groups devoted to drug trafficking, violent crime, sex crimes in our office. And yeah, there is a, cost benefit analysis in terms of which cases we handle. And we try to make the best use of our relatively small resources to bring cases that have a real impact, not just on putting one or more defendants out of business, but also in the community and raising awareness of crime. It's an extraordinary group of people we have at the office, as you probably know.
Yeah, I mean, they're very well respected across the country. I know that from other lawyers who know it much, much better than I. So give us an update on the housing stabilization services, that one, and also the autism centers, where those investigations are at.
Well, those are ongoing investigations. Obviously, the Housing Stabilization Services, we issued some warrants recently, and that's a very active investigation, and it's ongoing, and we'll look to bring charges here in the near future. Similarly, with the autism case, we did warrants last December. That's an ongoing investigation into this EIDBI program that's a massive program here in the state of Minnesota. And we found a lot of issues with fraud there, and those charges are going to come in that case, too.
This is Acting U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson with us. Even today, your office making news. Tell me about this volleyball coach and sexual abuse and 33 years and just using his position and reads in a horrifying way. Just share with the audience what's happened here.
Yeah, Judge Brazel sentenced a defendant named Dorian Bars to 400 months in prison for production of child pornography. And Bars was a volleyball coach at Maple Grove High School, and he coached at various club volleyball programs and in private lessons. And it's a terrible case. He used social media to essentially catfish some of his athletes, pretending to be another girl on the team and grooming him, and ultimately convincing them to producing child pornography. There was over a dozen victims in the case that were identified, and he rightfully got 33 years in prison yesterday.
Let's get to Vance Belter. From your opening press conference in the days after the killing of Mark, Melissa Hortman, their dog, the attempted assassination of the Hoffmans, who knows how many others, to then when the investigation took place, we talked to you probably a couple weeks before the next press conference when you laid out more details and the charges. What was the most alarming piece of evidence or part of the crime that you would say as an experienced prosecutor that you learned that Belter was a part of?
Well, I mean, watching the videos, and which contain audio recordings of his interaction with both the Hoffmans and the Hortmans is a chilling experience that I'll never forget. I think the hyper-realistic mask is a chilling thing to see. And also the way he stalked his victims, the cyber-stalking aspect of, you know, finding the addresses and information about some of our state representatives, many of our state representatives, and using that to stalk them online and carry out his crime. It's chilling. It's obviously something as a society we're dealing with the rise of technology and the heightened levels of political extremism and violence. It puts elected officials and other people in harm's way. And I worry that it's a deterrence from public service.
He had penned this letter to the head of the FBI, Kash Patel, on numerous topics, but the main headline was that he was acting on behalf of the governor of the state, Tim Walz, who wants to be a senator and was instructed in some manner to kill Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith. No one of sound mind believes that. So when you're looking at other comments he makes or other writings or other comments from him in some way, how do you put any credibility to that at all?
I don't. It's ridiculous. And offensive.
The last time we talked, we had mentioned that Mary Moriarty had wanted the Hennepin County case first, and you at that time said, we're convinced, we're going to go first. Is that all completely resolved yet, or is there anything left to button up in that area?
I don't think so. We've been working in partnership with the state and local officials, both at the law enforcement level as well as with the Hennepin County Attorney's Office. And everyone's comfortable with the way the case is proceeding, and we're going to see it through working together.
Two of the charges carry the possibility of the death penalty. I want to remind folks how that process works and how the federal government makes that decision.
Sure. Well, the Department of Justice has what's called the capital case unit that does a capital case review. Any death eligible case goes through this process, and we'll do a submission in the coming months to them with a recommendation, and it's going to be based on a series of factors: the defendant's background, the victim's background, input, you know, the summary of the investigation, the input from the victims, and what do they think and what do they want to see happen. Ultimately, we'll make a recommendation. My office will make a recommendation, and then the capital case unit will review it. They'll make a recommendation, and ultimately, Attorney General Pam Bondi will make the final decision.
Do you have any idea what the ratio might be if, in this case, you, an attorney for the state, the district is the wording here, but the U.S. attorney for the state, if your office decides we are recommending the death penalty, how often the attorney general normally would say we agree or disagree? Because there are certain cases, you know this well, or certain parts of our government that very often the federal government will just okay what the state has offered it because they know it so well. Is there any pattern in this way?
There's not. They're handled on, as you might expect, on a case-by-case basis. And each case of this level of seriousness it stands alone, and the review process will be conducted based on the facts of this case with input from all the victims, witnesses, our office, and based on basically every factor. So, no, I don't think there's really things we can look to. We'll just have to see how it plays out in the coming months.
Last thing, I know you have to go. We have to go, too. We know the individuals involved. We know the victims. You've called this extreme political assassination. Right now, do you need that much more to decide if this is a death penalty case or not?
Well, I think it's the most serious, the gravest decision a prosecutor can make. So, yes, we want to make sure we've looked at everything and considered all the factors. And it's a weighty decision. It's not a decision that's made often. So we're going to make sure we do it the right way and with the consultation with all the stakeholders in this case and all the victims and others before we make this important decision.
Joe, thanks again for your time. I appreciate it. I know you're busy. We'll reach out down the line.
Thanks, Chad.
The acting U.S. attorney for the District of Minnesota, Joe Thompson. You want to react to any part of this, including the fraud? It's shameful. It's extraordinarily awful that we're, I mean, when Joe Thompson's saying, I'm not even quite certain why this made news, because we've known it's well over a billion. And when I said 1.5, 2, sound like at any point Davey said, no, that's too high.
Simply doesn't know what number to put on it at this point.
And the Vance Belter part, too. So plenty can chew on. We'll come back. We're going to have a short segment. So if you want to react with text, we'll look at them. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
All right, here's a text that a lot of people believe in because they're saying the governor of the state, he's the boss. This shouldn't happen. And if it does, it's his fault. How could anyone in the right mind vote for Tim Walz in the next election? I heard Tory on with Adam and Jordana, where the governor is trying to take, maybe lessen the criticism, or to be even more direct, take credit for how they're spotting this fraud. I don't see how with independence, or just because the further right, they're not going to like him no matter what. The further left, they're going to vote for him automatically. Okay, so let's go for the folks who it's 8 years of anybody and they're a little burnt out. That's why we just don't see third term governors. If Tim Walz, to those independents, is going to try to say this is a calling card, this is a credit to their administration that the state has caught, God knows, let's just go with $1.5 billion in fraud. How do you think that's going to play with independents? How does deaf ear sound?
I mean, unless you can look back and say, hey, look, 12 years ago we had billions of dollars in fraud too.
No, we can't.
Good luck then.
We can't.
Good luck.
We can't. And some of it is hyperbolic. Some of it is we have, what, 5.5 billion people in the state. Mm-hmm. And it's not like his job is he's going through the checklist or anything. But when it's this level and it's so pervasive and still the questions on feeding our future, who knew when, why keep it going? I just think this is where a lot of independents who may look at the Republicans and say, really, you? But are going to look at Walz and say, you got to own a ton of this.
As a state, you want to be known for something, right? We got the mall. We got the lakes. We got a heck of an airport.
And we got all.
And now we got fraud schemes.
Yeah,
we are the state known for massive fraud, according to Joe Thompson.
Yeah,
good
that's
for us.
Really, I don't think that's a bumper sticker for the Walz campaign. The mayor of Minneapolis is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart.
like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
A reminder, we're out a half hour early. Twins and Dodgers, pregame 2:30, first pitch at 3:10. Let's bring in the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry. Jacob, like Joe Thompson Arena, Sargentopoulos so far on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, sir. Appreciate it as always. The endorsement process did not go your way. Now, we should point out, you won the election for mayor in 17, finished second. You won the election for mayor in 21, finished second. You and your team were so bothered by this, you filed a claim, did not agree with how the process went. What part of the endorsement process at Target Center, which State Senator Omar Fattah ended up winning, what part of that process was so egregious to you?
Well, thanks so much for having me, Chad. Obviously, we've got a complaint that we've presently filed regarding the endorsement process. The primary issue was the first ballot itself, because just the numbers were dramatically off. When you have, you know, as many as 20% of the people that should have voted not able to vote, yeah, that's a problem. But regardless, we're not going to focus on the endorsement. We're focusing on the very real choice that people are going to have to make in this race, because our city now faces two dramatically different visions for Minneapolis's future. There's the path that I favor that combines what is a pragmatic and progressive values and real effective governance. And we have a chance to make sure that Minneapolis is a national model for how Democratic-run cities can do things right. There are massive differences, obviously, between the candidates at this point, and that's what we're going to make the campaign about. And clearly, it's Senator Omar Fattah and myself following his endorsement.
Okay, I will get to that in a second, but I want to ask one more question here. Sure. On what happened Saturday. Is there any legitimate explanation, in your opinion, and your campaign's opinion, when you speak to the folks who were in charge of the votes, to explain why, of all the folks there, why approximately 20% of their votes did not register with the first ballot?
I cannot think of a legitimate explanation. Obviously, these conventions are always a bit chaotic. You know, oftentimes you do expect to get the short end of the stick a number of times. Even you expect unfair things to take place. That being said, this one was just bizarre. And so, yes, we filed a challenge, but we're not making the campaign about that. We're making the campaign about the very clear choice that Minneapolis voters presently have to make.
Do you think a Democratic socialist should be in charge of any major city across this country?
Here's what I think. I have heard a whole lot of people say that, well, Donald Trump is in office and we need to run to the opposite extreme because of it. The opposite of Donald Trump extremism is not the opposite extreme. And regardless of whether it's a person that is on the DSA or Libertarian Party, Democrat or Republican, what I'm telling people is that we need to focus not on ideology first. You need to focus on making sure that we are listening to experts, we're following the data, and loving your city more than your ideology. So, of course, you know, you can have a mayor of any party, of any affiliation, but you got to make sure that you're doing right by the city first, and ideology comes way down the line.
Give me three stark policy differences between yourself and the state senator and why you believe if he won and enacted those policies, it would be a step backwards for the city.
Well, first, he has favored defunding and dismantling the police entirely. Obviously, that's something that I don't think would be right for the city. We need a reformed police department where we've had a full-on culture shift, which I've said from the very beginning. We also need more police officers in Minneapolis. And by the way, Minneapolis has presently the most diverse Minneapolis Police Department. It's the most diverse it has ever been in our city's history. Second, you know, I think rent control is a prime example. It might sound good, you know, the rent's going up, we need to control the rent, but it doesn't actually work. And again, I'm paying attention not to what sounds good, but what actually does good. And that's kind of the two primary different paths here for progressive Democrats. It's you know, are we focused on doing something well or something that simply sounds good and might play to quite a few people in the city? And yes, that is an issue. You know, there are so many other issues. I mean, the third one, I think it just came up very recently, is Senator Fateh said that he would discipline our chief of police for something that never happened. And it applies to the federal raid that took place on East Lake Street. And, you know, there's no chief in the entire country that is going to work for a mayor who's going to throw them under the bus for some form of political gain. It doesn't work. And so I think there are big leadership differences. I think there are differences, certainly, of experience. And of course, there are also policy differences. And I look forward to having that debate.
This is the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. It's 44 past one. Chad Harpin here on CCO. There is a large divide in your party all across the country. You alluded to that a little bit before. It seems to me the part of the party, which right now is gaining a lot of traction by getting in position to win races, in drawing support in crowds, in drawing money, is further to the left, closer to the state senator. Is it possible the positions that you believe in right now, and you believe them in a part of your first two terms, aren't reflected by what many Democrats now want today and moving forward?
Well, first off, I think the primary race that you're referencing here is that of New York City. Am I right?
I am. But I mean, listen, when Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez appear, as they did earlier, they get bigger crowds than anybody else among the Democrats right now. When you see the folks who are getting more follows, when you see the push against Trump, the folks who many times are center left, and are willing to work more towards the center, there are a lot of people now in your party who are saying, no, we need to move as far as possible from Trump, whereas the Republicans, whatever Trump says, they'll do. I mean, honestly, he could say right now it's sunny as can be and it's raining.
You know, put me in any other city, arguably in the country, and I would be considered quite progressive. I stand by our progressive bona fides. We've done work, for instance, in the area of housing that is quite literally leading the entire country. We're getting better results than virtually any city in the country on things like keeping rents down. Other cities are seeing significant increases in homelessness and unsheltered homelessness. our city is seeing those numbers drop significantly. And it's due to, yes, very progressive work that we've done. And so, look, a lot of these policies I sign up for and embrace. But here's also the truth. I will also tell people at times, and as mayor, you need to be able to tell people at times what they don't want to hear, especially on one extreme or the other. Because to actually run a city, to actually manage 4,000 people, it's not just about saying the thing that sounds good. It's not about being somebody. It's about doing something. And doing that thing right often requires you to say, hang on a second. Rent control has been tried before, and it doesn't work. Hang on a second. I know you're outraged by police violence, and yes, you're right, we need to improve upon that, but the route to get there isn't through defunding or getting rid of police officers. At times, you do need to have the courage of your own convictions to say, hey, I have seen the broad scope of issues, and I've been briefed on all of the facts, and you know, here's how I believe that we can move forward as a city with a progressive, pragmatic vision.
We were talking about this just before you joined, in alluding to Governor Tim Walz, and he also is running for a third term. There are examples all across this country, recent history, past history, where there's a fatigue. There's sometimes a fatigue for radio show hosts. There's a fatigue for a lot of folks. Do you worry at all that in running for your third term, also with your terms as city council, that for some people who may be torn in this election might say, it's time for somebody different. It's not my animus towards Jacob Fry, but I think two terms is enough.
I mean, look, when you're in the middle of a very tough and at times even brutal campaign, there are things that you worry about every single day. That's the case for every mayor, every candidate in the entire country. You know, when you're mayor, you have to make decisions that are hard. Nobody ever comes into my office and says, hey, mayor, quick decision. You need to make it right now. Do you want strawberries or cupcakes? You know, the decisions are normally oftentimes impossible, really hard decisions where you're sometimes choosing between two very difficult or even rough choices. And you make the decision with the facts that you have and you move forward. And so, you know, to the extent you're asking, will some people have a difference of opinion? Of course they will. But as the old saying goes, you know, it's, you don't need to judge me against the Almighty. You judge me versus my competition and the opponents. And there are stark differences there. And we've got a clear vision for where we need to go. And by the way, very importantly, we're getting results. We're getting results. Does that mean that rent will never go up in the city of Minneapolis again? Of course not. But it does mean that we've managed to keep rents down more than virtually any city in the country. Does it mean we will never have an issue with police again? Of course not. But it does mean that the independent evaluator themselves has said that Minneapolis is making more progress on a foundation for change than virtually any city in the country. And so, look, I'll put my record of both leading through very difficult issues up here, and the voters can see that, and they can see that of my opponent as well.
The correct answer is cupcakes, by the way. Never, ever.
Patriot.
Ever, ever take strawberries.
Hey, you know, strawberries, especially
no.
when they're ripe, you know, who knows,
no.
man?
No. Two last points here, and I'll let you go. Do you, to win this race against folks who are left to you, do you need Republicans living in the city of Minneapolis to vote for you?
Look, I'm asking for everybody's vote. Good Lord.
I know that, but do you need folks who are Republicans to vote for you?
I don't know what the political math is, but of course I would appreciate your support if you're a socialist, if you're a Democrat, if you're an independent, a Republican. Of course, I would be honored to have your vote. Look, here's when we benefit. We benefit in an electoral fashion when more people vote. So when you have a DFL convention, for instance, and the total number of votes is 570, I mean, as you pointed out, I've never won that a single time when I've been running for mayor. I've been second every single time in a DFL convention format. However, when you have a message that is going out to the much broader city, and the more people that vote, historically, the better we do. And I'm a believer in the people of this city. You know, we have been through some of the most difficult circumstances. We have been through adversity together, and our city is coming back. There is a great Minneapolis comeback that is presently taking shape right now, and I'm optimistic about it.
Most importantly, share with the audience the amazing news that just happened in your life the last few days.
Well, no amazing news yet.
Oh,
I mean, the amazing news now is that we're expecting a baby. Any moment now. Sarah was due a couple days ago. Today's my birthday, actually, and so it's possible that we
have birthday.
Wouldn't pick cupcakes on his
baby
birthday.
Steals my birthday in addition to all my time. But no, we're
still Sarah.
We're
hang on, okay? I want this day to be about me, not this child here.
Yeah, come on. I mean, seriously, can't I even have one day a year, even my own family?
Yeah, you won't if this happens.
I'm prepared for it. But no, we're obviously really very excited. We've got the bag that's packed, as any family does. And, you know, I'm ready to take the Honda Element there over the hospital as soon as she gives notice. We had a false alarm last night, actually.
Oh,
we went
okay.
to the hospital, spent like 90 minutes there, and then it was nothing, so came back home.
Could we put this on maybe the Chad Hartman show, like video, you know, tastefully? We could do it live, the birth.
Yeah,
stuff.
you want a live broadcast? I'm sure Sarah would totally love that.
Yes, I'm sure you'd appreciate that. All right, most importantly, good luck with that, and thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks so much. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
A man celebrating his birthday, talking about business, and also about to have a child. I thought they had, because we were trying to have him on Monday and Tuesday.
Touch and go still.
Touch and go. Amber Scholl is who I use for my insurance. She's just not Amber Scholl on her own. It's just like, hey, I'm over here at the corner. She's with American Family. This is an office I have used for 35 years. My family's used that office with American Family, I repeat, not just Amber. My father used that office for 56, I mean, honestly, for decades. They're that good. They're that reliable. You get a great company like American Family, but then you need the folks to trust there. What's going on with your car insurance? What's going on with an accident? What's going on with a kid who's now driving? Wait a second, something's changed my life with a new car. How about a house? Maybe you moved. I'm showing my hand here. Maybe you got a condo association. Maybe you got a homeowners association. Are you sure about your numbers? Compare them. Take a small amount of time. With American Family, TeamScholl.com. How do you spell it? SCHOLL.com. TeamScholl.com. I trust him. You will also. Okay, two very different hours. A little bit of rapid-fire radio on the weather, the Aquitennial Parade. What else did we do?
Rena on the Care Fire.
Oh, I know we got Rena on the Care Fire. We had one other silly, nonsensical topic in the first half hour.
Commodores.
The Commodores, Brick
Your
House.
Your father in the parade.
That's right. Making fun of kids.
Yes.
Don't have them. Laura, you agree with us, right? You got a needle to make fun of your kids, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest things about it.
The only way you can survive parenthood, seriously.
Exactly right. Thank you. Then a lot more serious here with Joe Thompson and Jacob Fry. We're going to get a little more lighthearted leading up to the Twins ball game. It's Koufax against Cott.
Good matchup.
Yeah,
really
right there.
Good.
Halsey Hall, Ray Scott, and Herb on the call. Plus a little bit of your trip to L.A. Would you like me to stop talking?
That would be a great plan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.